Hi everyone, thank you so much for listening and downloading this episode of Worst First Dates. This is the fourth live show that we did for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Big thank you to everyone who came, bought tickets and everything. If you've been following the show, you'll know that every money to every ticket sold during the festival is going towards me, me harvesting my eggs. So thank you so much to everyone who is contributing to that, and we'll keep you updated when that's happening. There is a bit of beeping in this episode just because there's a name mentioned, and we just thought it was best to didn't want to contribute to any online hate, so we just thought it was best to get rid of that person's name. If you have the live show, you heard it, so this is why you should come to the live shows, because you get all the sneaky ins and outs of everything. Look, I've had a few wines. I shouldn't be, because I'm egg freezing. I'm not supposed to be drinking, but I have to have something. Anyway, thank you everyone that came to the show. If you want to know basically at the beginning of this episode, something is explained to more depth, but that's on the Patreon. So go to Worst First Dates on Patreon. It's only $5 and minimum an episode every month just for $5. And there's a whole bunch of other things that we've got going on there. So go over there and support us. Thank you so much for those who have joined Patreon and who are subscribing and leaving 5-star reviews. We love you very much. And enjoy the app. Bye. Oh, by the way, I'm fine. Okay, bye.
G'day, legends.
How are we? Hi, everyone.
We're good?
What is...
We excited for the... it's the last one of the festival, guys. Let's get excited. Come on. We've done it. We've absolutely done it.
Wait.
It's a party going on in here. I've got balloons.
What is... honest to God, what the fuck is going on? When we were setting up, Brett had these... I walked in and Nick Kappa goes... Hey, it's your birthday. I went, it's not my birthday. And he went, oh, fuck, and walked away. And this is happening. Why the hats?
Well,
I don't know what's happening, and I'm worried.
The guy has 69s back in the front row again.
Yay. So
someone's get another mouthful, cunt. Anyway, pucker up, big boy. But
what's happening?
I don't know if you've actually been paying close attention to the dates, Kelly, because...
What?
Today is a very special anniversary.
What of us?
It is the 1-year anniversary since...
Oh, fuck.
The drive-by breakup, baby! It's the only date in the calendar I remember. Also, that is a Ford Mustang. I want that back.
Yes, it is.
I know. I kept count of the episodes. I was like, man, this timing is fucking perfect.
A year ago today, I was in a relationship with a man that I loved dearly, and he broke up with me in his car with the engine running.
But
wow.
But onwards and upwards, because actually it doesn't matter, because technically it's a second anniversary for Kelly, because it is now 2 months. Kelly's been in a relationship successfully for 2 months. Oh, my God. Which is what I'd be saying if she wasn't dumped yesterday. Anyway, that is not a joke. I'm sorry. You were, though. What do you want me to say? It's a comedy podcast. Fuck. But I bought you this.
I'm single again. We broke up yesterday, and
just to show that there's still more fish in the sea. But to be honest, I reckon you've been through all the fish and you're down to fucking plankton now, mate. Anyway, technically it's not a fish. I believe it's a porpoise. But anyway, just for all you nerds out there,
guys, I'm heavily medicated, but this is fun. I'm laughing.
Let's just say she's in my prescription cabinet medicine. Anyway, yeah. A lot of Xannies.
Yeah. Someone brought me some Tramadol. We're good. I'm single again. Didn't last a festival, so that's good. Anyway, I actually, well, I talk about it. There's a Patreon coming out tomorrow and I talk about it in depth about what happened. There is a name drop in it where, maybe we'll get the guests on and I'll tell you a little bit about what happened in the breakup. But hey, babies, how's it going?
I mean, I knew... I was actually worried this whole week. I was like, man, we need to fucking finish on a closer.
And I'm like, I've
milk.
Got it.
Yes.
I'm going to take one for the team, Bray. What are you going to do, Kelly? Just be me and let it unfold naturally.
Just keep being you and the content will just come out.
I know. Oh, mate, you guys are so sweet. But I knew it was too good to be true because on the very first episode, if you were here or if you listened to it, there's a time where we talked about Kelly seeing someone. It's so great. And then when we announced it to the live crowd, the entire live crowd went, oh. Because... It's repeat
business. Yeah. I feel like everyone who heard that week one is like, I'm getting a ticket for week four. That should be about enough time for him to figure her out.
Wow. What a fucking stitch up, huh? Okay, well, let's bring on our guest, shall we? This is brutal. I'm all right. I'm fine. I'm going to get my eggs frozen. Whatever. Don't give a fuck.
How's that going, by the way?
It's good. I'm on a I'm on a bunch of medication, which is giving me some really heavy periods. So, yeah. Yeah. Real gut-wrenching stuff. And, it's good.
Cool, dude. Maddie.
But they told me I need to quit.
Game of Thrones was the bloodiest thing I've seen.
They told me I have to quit drinking. That's not happening. So,
not now.
Taking drugs. Well, we'll see. All right, shall we bring in our first guest?
Yep.
First guest. Was on the show ages ago when I was with the Drive-By Breakup Man back in Comedy Festival. So he's been on the show before. From New Zealand. One of the best. Oh, man, we just were talking about Sex in the City for half an hour before the show started. I love him. Give it up for Guy Montgomery.
Yes, Guy.
Mate, what is that? Here. What are you bringing? What?
Oh, it's just my little bag.
That's not another present for me, is it? That hasn't got my heart inside, does it?
No. It's just sort of things for my own convenience. Portable charger, a Kindle, headphones.
Why don't you leave it down the back?
I like to have it in my purse.
Nah, they're not going to steal it.
Have you seen the scumbags in this audience?
No. I'm trying to find a husband. Don't matter. All right, listen.
Wait, you've just come out. I've been broken up with and I'm on a very heavy period. Who wants to fuck? Anyway. Don't be shy. I mean, your shirt's red. You're halfway there. Anyway. What? Maybe your beard could be matching as well. Anyway. Oh, what did you expect? Fuck off.
Oh, man.
You're insinuating that if he performed cunnilingus... his beard would be stained red with blood, menstrual blood.
Yeah, in the comedy spectrum.
So I was just trying to keep up.
Guy, don't dissect the jokes here. We can't. We don't have the brain
power.
Well,
I just want to make sure everyone's on the same page at all times.
I think we're all pretty clear now.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you for clarifying.
No, it's good. I'm going to be really good in all of the riffs.
Our second guest. Man, second guest, first time on the pod. I feel bad for him because he doesn't know what he's up for. Let's start clapping. Give it up for Dane Simpson. Beautiful Dane.
Beautiful man.
Look at this beautiful man, hey? Look at head of hair. Nice, yeah.
Holy shit.
He was like, yeah, I'll do this nice little podcast about dating. And we're like, blood, break up.
I reckon that guy's going to have a fucking red beard anyway.
Did you hear my explanation?
Yep.
How are you, man?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it's good. Did you know Kelly had just gone through a breakup?
No, I had no idea.
No, neither did I. You seem so chipper.
Yeah.
Once again, she's in my cabinet. I've got a lot of shit in there. That's why I've got
also,
none of the feels.
It's not my first rodeo, you know what I mean? Like, I'm old hat at this. You know what I mean? Like, Seals came home and she's like, again. You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
She's kind of got, like, the go bag, you know what I mean? It's just Tim Tams, tissues.
A lot of cheese. I've been cuddling the dog a little bit too hard. And,
Guys, I think we're all going to have to chip in for an escort again. And that actually happened, Guy. There's no further explanation.
Oh, wow.
Did you know that, Dane? Did you know that we actually, there was people were beautiful and gave in money to send another female comic to go see a male escort? Yeah. Do you know about that?
That's, no.
So everyone, who received the services of the escort?
So this girl, Kelly, who's a comedian, and she went to him and she got five cums in 45 minutes.
Oh,
red hot.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I was like, brother, so knock that shit down. You're setting the bar too fucking high. Just two's fine.
He had an hour, and at 45 minutes, she's like, yeah, I'm done. Like, I'm sore. Like, because he had a big dick, big black guy.
Why would anyone date?
I often ask myself that.
If, like, is the amount of money and emotional resource that goes into, you know, creating and maintaining a relationship, if you could just have an outlet whenever you want, you go five comes and four. Gee whiz, you know, that's lightning fast.
Because it's expensive.
How expensive is it?
It was $400 for the hour.
Oh, shit.
That's still less than $100 a cum.
So... Hey, I was told there'd be no math. And thank you. We should bring on our third guest.
Yes, let's do
another, well, virgin to the pod, but definitely not in real life.
Okay.
No, she's a grub and I love her. I think she's just so great. She's a comedian. She's on Utopia. She's a fucking legend. Let's start giving it up and give it up for Nina Uyama.
Yes.
Oh. She's so, look at her, she's so beautiful. You're so, I can't stop staring at your face.
Actually, I'm a virgin. I'm very pure and chaste.
In fact, that's actually, that's why we brought you here. Anyway,
I don't even know what a cum is.
It's sensational.
You sound like a lot of my exes.
Well, I know a guy that can give you five in the hour, so bang for your buck. You're virgin. Come on.
No, of course I'm not a fucking virgin.
Like, I just need a... All right.
I'm a big slut.
Hey, we love sluts are great. This is the pod, man. You wear it, no.
This is a safe space for your people. We really respect that.
Oh, my God. Mate, I've said it. I said in the Bev Killick episode, I was like, if you're a slut, like, sluts should be high-fived. We should be carry out on your fucking shoulders, man. The first guy that shamed a slut, you can blame him for us not fucking you. That's his fault. Because we all want to do
all right,
it, but
we're into a man rant 5 minutes in anyway. Let me, she's only been single for fucking 2 minutes and she's back to hating men. I love that. 2 minutes ago, like, oh my God, he's gorgeous. He picks me up. Men are amazing. They're fucking dogs. I hate them all. How are you pushing through the Xanax to get to that anger? I've given you enough to take down a horse, dude. Anyway. Calm the farm.
Oh, man. All right. Our last guest. Bring him on, man. Been on the show before. One of our favourite episodes. He's such a fucking... Not only is a little grub, but he is from the grub. We love him. Ben Russell! God damn it.
Yes.
Look at you, you fucking grubazoid. Oh, he's so... Oh, love ya. Look at that. Just like that mustache.
Yeah. Don't fucking
peace touch. Be with you.
Oh, bless you all, everyone. Great to be here. Hello, everyone.
Oh.
Ben doesn't Ben bring just such a nice energy?
He's a little calm.
Yeah. I'm calm. One of the calmest motherfuckers in the world.
Yeah, but dude, I just saw you chomp a mad vape before you got in here. So.
Oh, you're high.
Yes.
All right.
We all are, dude.
Yeah. Sorry, lock me up.
All right. I'll do some coke later. I'm not allowed to do coke anymore. I got too many blood noses. All right. Yeah. What?
From both ends now. I think you're snorting it wrong, dude.
I put it in the wrong hole. All right. Just sucked it up. All right. Anyway.
Well, welcome to the pod, Dave.
So
anyway, strap in, brother.
Anyone here?
Do you reckon you can shelve in your pussy?
You can what?
Yeah, I reckon.
You reckon?
Yeah, man.
Shelf, what does that mean?
I don't reckon I could. But
you're just not trying hard enough.
Dang.
Dude, tuck it in and have a crack. Come on.
Do you mean like put drugs in your puss?
Yeah, into it.
Because people put it in their asshole and it doesn't it absorb.
Yeah, it gets in the system quicker.
Mm. You answered that way too quickly, bro.
Yeah, I've been to music festivals and I have a lot of free time. Anyway,
Has anyone not listened to the podcast before and just saw, oh, shit, hello, ladies? And you were like, where's First Date? That sounds like a nice podcast. Look, a nice girl with glasses, a guy with a mullet. You know, he's got a heavy combination. That looks good. All right.
It's a truck license, by the way, ma'am, if you're confused. Anyway.
How does your experience of the live podcast balance against what you thought you were about to see?
Oh, yay! Hey.
So, if your promotional image is that shit, you guys.
We're going to talk about... So I want to talk about something that happened in the breakup. Again, this is the Patreon if you want to hear it. So something that I told Brett about that I don't think is good. I feel like I'm talking like I'm drugged up. Am I? Okay, good. I'm just...
Yes,
the words are there.
Yes.
Okay, great. Takes on a no one. And, okay, anyway. So... Oh, man, I'm fucking out. Anyway, so last Saturday I had this boy. We had agreed that we were exclusive with each other. And then last Saturday he hung out with a girl he met on Hinge, but as friends, because she was like, let's just be friends. And he said, look, I started dating someone. I want to see where it goes. And she was like, that's fine. Let's just all hang out as friends.
Just to really change the landscape of... can I just say who the chick was?
I'm sure...
I'm just going to do it anyway.
Anyway,
real weird, you know what I mean? It's like a real pro-feminist, but doesn't mind dogging the girls behind the background. Anyway, that's all I'm saying. Please do not attack me on Twitter and of her fans. I'm so sorry. Thank you. Okay. I love women. Men are shit. Fuck it. Thank you.
I don't think she did anything wrong.
Well, I agree to disagree.
No. Anyway.
What was he doing on a dating app?
So they had met and started chatting.
Yeah.
Do you know...
I know!
Do you know...
It's so juicy!
Kelly, I think...
I thought it was a bit.
No.
It's fucked up.
I think it's true. She didn't do anything wrong, but when you're doing that, she was securing the knowledge. She was doing something right up to the line, you know, something morally defensible that you can still be aware is wrong.
She was edging.
She was edging.
She wasn't coming, but she was definitely fucking.
They were talking when me and him started talking, and then when we had the conversation, he said to her, like he hadn't met her yet, and he said to her, look, I'm going to see where this goes with this chick here, but, you know, it seems like we do get along. And she was like, yeah, let's just be friends. Nothing has to happen. And then when we were breaking up, I was like, is this so you can fuck? You've got someone waiting for you to fuck, you know what I mean?
That's what I said. I was like, man, that's having one on the bench ready to go.
One in the chamber.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I always think when you're starting a new relationship, one of the best things you can have is you can also start forming a new friendship with a strange person who you might be sexually interested in. Yeah, no.
Okay.
Thank you, Guy. Thank you.
That's fucking insane.
After the breakup, I have to reiterate, after the breakup, I said, you guys are...
So in now.
Are you so in? They're in! Woo! Yes. I feel like he was very... when I said this to him after we're breaking up, I said, do you see how on paper that doesn't sound great? Like, and he was like, 100%, I totally agree. We shouldn't be hanging out. We shouldn't have been hanging out.
He's like,
right.
By text message, it's fine.
He's on a date with her right now. For sure.
That's brutal. Or he could be walking alone along the banks of the Yarra listening to the podcast.
Am I going to lose work? Like, is this something that's going to change? Well, like, am I going to get attacked on Twitter?
Book any room.
No, but I don't want to be attacked. Like, I'm a good person.
Wait, I've said this fuck stuff. Go at me. I don't have Twitter.
Or a career.
Tick and tick.
But she didn't do, like, if anything, that's his problem, not hers. She's just, like, waiting to...
Well, that's what I said. It's not on her.
Yeah,
on him for having... It didn't matter who the person was. I just found it very funny. Mm. You should never have someone on, like, a plan B ready to go 4 weeks in going, we're friends. Who's developing a friendship? Who's got time for that shit?
He admitted that it was wrong at the end. He admitted. So I had to put that out there because I realised...
That's quite a confusing approach, though, because that's like, you're right, I did do something wrong. But also, now that you know, I'm very comfortable telling you, I did something
wrong. That is so brave.
Yeah.
You're right. He's the real victim.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
This guy sounds so like woke. An A-grade ally.
Yeah.
I need a wine.
Nothing like committing to something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and you know what? So there's one more thing that made it real grubby for me was because he didn't hang out with Kelly last weekend because his roommate, someone said in the same block of apartments downstairs, she had just gone through a breakup and he wanted to be there to comfort her. Oh. I was like, get the fuck out of town. I can see that guy coming from a mile away.
Yeah.
I say, nah, I'm still calling it low breed dog cunt.
Yeah, no. When you're excited about the future of a relationship, you have to spend quite a lot of time pursuing platonic friendships with other people simultaneously. That's just the rules. I'm so sorry, Kelly.
That makes you a good person.
Yeah.
It's all right.
But on the plus side, you're really good at finding all the duds. Anyway, you're like a minesweeper, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're losing legs and limbs, but you're taking one for the team, you know?
Kelly does.
You're making the village safe for everybody.
Kelly's out there, so you don't have to be.
Thank you. Yeah, Maddie's got a wine. Thank you, Maddie. I hope that is spiked with Xanax.
Thank you, Maddie. He's Cooper's in. Very. Hashtag. All right. Well, this has been. I'm going to get in trouble. Something bad's going to happen from this.
No,
yeah?
No.
I'm going to get a massive, terrible message from him. He's going to be like, "You fucking bitch." Am I like? Is this?
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah. You know what? Send that message. We'll air that shit out and keep going, baby.
No, guys, Kelly's right. You want to still be friends.
Yeah, this guy does sound like a shit boyfriend, but a really high quality friend.
Yeah. He said,
look, he's going to be there for you and the six other girls he's seen.
He said he was going to pick me up when I had to get my eggs frozen. He said he goes,
Wait, was that after you broke up, he's going to take you to that? Yeah. Fuck off, cunt. We get it. You're an ally. You're a cuck. Fuck off.
This guy, he's dicey as a. He's no good. Yeah. It's banging him for an article. That's all.
Yes.
Oh, man.
She's doing some investigative journalism.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, no one's ever going to fuck me again because obviously I can't help but like air the dirty laundry. Like, you're really going to get it. If you fucking wrong me, you're fucked.
I think, Peter, don't worry, Kelly. I think.
I'm Taylor Swift!
You are.
Wait. What was it? Someone yelled at your Taylor Swift. Yeah. I don't get that reference, obviously.
Because she writes.
Don't worry, I'm here, Brit.
Yes, I am.
Taylor Swift is a very popular musician who will often turn previous, sloppy breakups into monster pop hits.
Oh, okay.
And Kelly is an equally successful podcaster.
See, all right.
Never,
then.
Ever. Cool. Oh, fucking hell. Anyway,
what's been happening in your world?
Yeah, Brady. What? Tell me, what's a bad thing that's happened when you were in a relationship?
A bad thing that's happened.
What have you done? What have you done? What did you do?
No, I'm just like that dude. I'm just a shoulder to cry on.
Oh,
anyway.
No, an ally.
I'm an ally. No, I'm just. I'm. Yeah. No, I'm not a cunt. Anyway. I don't think I've done anything bad. The only thing I've done, which I'd say is questionable in a relationship, would be morally. Like, but I mean, depends really where you sit on the. I mean,
Killed a little boy. I just killed a little boy.
Well, that's
fine though, because you didn't, hang out with a nut.
That's true.
I think it was a nice story. Anyway, I was sleeping with my partner at the time. I was having we're having outdoor some adventurous sex in a spa. And,
the worst sex.
Yeah, it's dry. It makes no sense. We're 18. It hurt.
It's a breeding ground for bacteria.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about when I'm getting my little dick off.
Well, maybe you should.
Never had an STD, so fuck you all. Anyway.
You got to be careful you get your pubes caught in the little spa jet.
Go on.
Because you know, Nina, how hairy are you?
I'm actually not that hairy. Because
really?
I'm half Japanese, so I'd like to thank my dad for my small pubes. But there
very
is
polite little... pubes. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Very respectful. Yeah. Yeah.
But tenacious enough to get caught in a spa jet.
Because isn't there a rule you're not allowed to go under the water in a spa if you've got long hair because your hair can get caught in the jets and then you might die.
Oh.
So maybe by that logic, if your pubes got caught in the jets...
Now I can always think... Wax. All I'm thinking of is like bonsai pubes right now. And I don't know if that's racist or funny. Anyway...
Why can't it be both?
No, so the only questionable thing... But so anyway, having sex in the spa and her... Younger brother, he was 18, jumped in, and it didn't really deter me from. we weren't like pulling hair and going like it was a sneaky
wait,
one.
Gross.
Is that wrong?
Wait. So her younger brother was in the same broth.
Well, technically they both came. Technically they both came from their dad's nuts. So yeah, they've been in the same broth before.
Now, I don't want to alarm you, but that's not even technical. They. Oh, yeah. If they are in fact siblings, that's a biological fact.
Yeah. God, you're here, guy.
That is.
So
wait.
That was forced incest. Worst,
well.
No, wait. So let me present the information. So you were mid coitus in the spa.
Yeah, no, if Cordis is having sex, then yes.
Yeah, and then a third party entered the spa.
Well, he did a bommie into the spa.
Just about the same time you did a bommie into the spa.
Well, this is where it gets interesting.
Wait, how big is this spa?
It's got a diving.
Dude, we're from Perth. We do everything big over there.
It's like a 50-metre spa.
So he did a bommie in it, but the problem was when he... Because she jumped off, but when he released the bommie, he kicked me in my bare erection.
And it got harder.
And boy, did I come. Anyway...
Can I just say, Dane Simpson, you look terrified right now. Are you okay?
I'm
little country boys all upset.
Oh,
anyway,
no.
We do things a bit different in the city.
Yeah, you do. kicking a bare erection in Wagga Wagga. That'd definitely get you a thumbs down in the newspaper.
But also...
For the kicker or the holder of the erection? It sounds like Brett could still be in the clear here.
Yeah, how big does your dick have to be for a foot to, like, hit it? Do you know
what
I mean?
Not that big.
Not that big?
You could have let that one sit for a little bit longer, brother. Anyway.
Okay, that's pretty big. You probably should have pulled out.
I was out, and then that happened,
and then
you were in. Okay, it would only become a problem if you went back to it after you'd been kicked.
Did you?
My mum didn't raise a coward.
You finished what you started, yeah? Right?
Did it, like, alleviate the pain? Like a medical...
It was just odd. Anyway, I don't know.
What did this guy say?
I hope he had short toenails.
I don't think he knew because I thought... Because I think he thought he just kicked me, like, somewhere. I don't know what he was thinking and I didn't want to go, excuse me.
In your little sausage legs.
What are your thoughts of this current situation? Like, I didn't really want to get behind the scenes. I was like, just let it slide. And then he eventually left and then we continued.
I don't think it's all entirely defensible, but I think, you know, it's all right. I think you're all right.
Thanks, guy. Thank you.
No, did not believe that at all.
What I said?
Yeah.
Do you think it's all right?
There was too many. I think, yeah.
No, I was just trying to wrap my head around. But so you're having sex. There's an interruption. Someone kicks your dick. You go back to having sex.
Yeah.
No worries, mate.
That's what I reckon.
You know, it shows stamina.
Yeah.
I respect you more now knowing this story.
Yes.
You're a hero, man. If anything.
The hero we needed, like Mad Max and Brett Blake.
Yes. The hero no one asked for.
I just reckon if I got kicked in the puss, I probably wouldn't be able to go back to fucking. Like, I'd just be like, what? What is happening?
You'd be pissed off.
Yeah, I'd be mad. I'd lose my puss erection.
Do you think
get a real soft clit.
You know, what? There's no puss comes after that.
Yeah.
No.
What do you think if you say your foot, you accidentally kick an erection or a puss? Mm. What is going to be? What is going to stand out more? What's going to be more immediately obvious? Do you think the erection or the puss?
Well, I mean, the erection has a little bit of give, so it's kind of like.
It's kind of like a
pick it
Yeah, it's like those things. Like, it's like those door stoppers, wagga 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 wagga. Like it doesn't. Like every time I touch a dick, it just kind of does whatever.
Also,
like,
in
they're
the
weird.
In the puss scenario, is the kick on the mons, like on the mons pubis, or is it like into the puss, like what? Two toes deep?
No, you don't. No penetration.
No penetration.
In the same way, a toe never makes it inside in either incident.
Well, in that case,
just at the
That would
just
be something. Wait, what about hitting an immovable object? I mean, there's no give to a mons or a puss, you know. Like,
I mean, there's a bit of cush. Like,
mine's pretty spongy.
Yeah, you got a sponge.
That's
from
true.
From all those tiny pubes.
Yeah, because you get tight pusses, then you get like big, you know, leafy green pusses. You know what I mean? That are just full of lips and stuff. So it depends. Like if you got cushy,
cush push.
Fuck, that's a word.
Like that's a lot of that's a lot of softness for a foot to hit.
There's I would say that there's less give than a than a chubbo. This than a big chubbo. I reckon you're
all right.
Stiffy.
Two volunteers. Don't be shy. Nah. It's the last one. Come on.
Nah, not Roman. Not this again.
Okay. I'll do-
Bloody hell. Well, all right. So that's pretty bad, Brody. That's not good.
It's not great.
That's not great. Guy, what's your dirty your dirty dog? What'd you do?
I haven't done too much dirty dog. So all this has prompted a memory, which is not actually, it's not a bad memory, but it was really funny and I haven't found an outlet to talk about it, and this seems appropriate, but
welcome to our kingdom.
Yeah. My girlfriend and I were having a shower. We're staying in a hotel.
Once again, are you having sex in the shower?
I've found sex in the shower to be no good, but you still have fun together in the shower.
Well, Seals has a joke about it where she says sex in the shower is bad because it's just taking turns being cold.
But it's a nice hotel. I had dual shower heads. So you imagine, we're not having sex, we're both just like, hey, we're
but
in the shower.
It's always like, but the only way to stand up and have sex is for me to bend right over. And then the water's in my face and it's just like, with all that, you know.
Yeah, and that's what I was explaining to my girlfriend when we were in the shower. From what I've heard from Kelly. It's a non-starter.
It's like a sexy waterboarding.
Yeah. This is so ancillary to the context of the podcast. I almost regret bringing it up, but we're standing in there. And I was like, I was going to get out because I thought, I need to pee. And she said, no, it's okay, you just pee in the shower. And I said, if you're comfortable with that, then okay. And she goes, actually, I would like to know what it's like to do a pee with a penis. So could I please hold?
Oh, okay.
I love this already.
I'm into it.
Could I please hold your penis? And I said, I had like my shampoo and my stuff on the ground. I was like, yeah, that's okay, but just please make sure you aim it at the drain. I don't want to be pissing on my, you know, on the stuff I travel with. And she goes, yeah, no worries. I got it under control. And so she holds it and I start pissing and she just immediately aims it right at my foot. And just starts laughing maniacally in my face.
And then turns it up towards your mouth. Now bubble cunt.
I fucking love her. She sounds awesome.
I love her too, yeah.
She's great.
Yeah. We laughed about it for so... Because I just kept pissing. Because I was like, well, this is obviously brilliant. You got me.
Did it get rid of any... Did you have any athlete's foot? Did it get rid of any...
No, I gave it a scrub afterwards. Okay. Yeah, it's all okay. But yeah, she was so proud of herself and I was so proud of her as well.
Like, and when you find a partner who's committed to the joke is like a beautiful thing.
Well, I was like, I don't know. We hadn't found any way to talk about it. And then when we were talking about all this stuff, I was like, oh, no, yeah, this is a great place.
Yeah.
It's a safe space, guys.
Feels like home.
Yeah. Piss and sex must be worse first
date. She pissed by proxy.
Yeah. She knows exactly what it's like to, you know, when you're peeing and you keep pointing it at your goddamn foot, she knows exactly what it's like.
Every day, my man.
Oh, man. I wish I could draw my name when I peed. I'm really jealous of men that you guys can just piss wherever you want. The amount of times I've nearly pissed myself.
We can't piss everywhere we want.
Well, the amount of times I've nearly pissed myself because I need a fucking toilet, it's really shit.
Get a shee-wee.
You don't pop a squat?
It's hard.
You never popped a squat?
Well, what if I'm, like, in the middle of somewhere?
Pop a squat.
Pop a squat.
Squat it out.
You ever done the move where you're, like, holding onto a pole and it's, like, the ledge and you piss over the ledge?
No.
Into, like, a train track or what? Something?
I want to know so much more about you. Anyway.
Into... Not on the floor, in a train track.
And not like when the train is coming, like...
Fuck.
When it's like 9 minutes away, or you've got to safely wait.
Jesus, Nina, are you homeless?
No.
Like, is that...
Does anyone else think Papa Squirt sounds like a Mr. Man, like, character?
Papa Squirt?
Papa Squirt.
You got the voice in you, Ben?
What does Papa Squirt sound like?
I'm Papa Squirt. Hi there, children. It's Papa Squirt here. Nice.
No, the wrong kind of character. The wrong character. The wrong one. Dane, what's your dirty little, like, what's the worst thing you've done in a relationship?
You've been in a relationship for a while now.
Yeah, you've been a good boy. You've been a very good boy for a long time.
Are you married?
No.
Why not?
Because she's here, right?
Yeah.
Come down. No, marry me. No,
how long have you been with her?
4 years.
Okay.
It's
okay.
A long time.
You!
She's horrible.
No.
She's great. Okay, so what happened, this is how horrible, to set this up how horrible she is, she said, when's Guy Montgomery going to drop the fake accent?
That's
on the gala,
that's what all comedians do, fake being New Zealand to make it.
They're really American, aren't you?
I'm sorry, I can't give an answer to the question yet, but as soon as this thing kicks off, I'm going to reveal who I truly am.
So let's play it out the way that it came about for me. I was going to bed, I got a phone call from my dad, and he's saying, your ex-girlfriend is on the telly. And I was like, okay, cool.
Okay.
Like, that's not a thing. And I told Eleanor, that's my partner. And I was just like, my dad rang and said that my ex-girlfriend's on the TV. It's a weird thing. Anyways. Yeah. The next day, I went to work and my boss goes, wasn't your ex-girlfriend on the telly last night? And I was is fucking weird. And then he goes, why would you bring this up? It's weird. And he said, she was getting fake boobs put in.
Oh!
On one of those reality shows.
What show?
Oh.
It's Beauty and the Beach is the one.
Is that like one of those trashy Channel 7 ones?
Yeah.
What's the premise?
So they go to Thailand.
And they get fake titties.
And they get fake, they get whatever, cosmetic surgery. And then instead of staying in the hospital like a real human, they go to like the beach and like a resort in Thailand and they pay that money instead. Like, it's gross. Yeah. And so I rang Eleanor straight away, and I was just like, hey, mate.
Is this TV show I want your audition for?
I know a way to get your fake boobs paid for. Here we go.
And so, and this is what Dad rang me about, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, okay, yeah, cool. I come home from work 2 hours after that, and she was sitting on the couch, and she's like, you have no idea how much shit I had to sign up for, but I've downloaded it, and we're ready. And I sit on the couch and I'm just like, okay, this is cool. And she hit the space button, like, play. And then we watched it for maybe 30 seconds. And then she pushed pause and she goes, I need to be honest. I've watched it.
I couldn't wait for you to get home.
I now want to watch you watch it.
She wanted to watch you watch your ex-girlfriend get some fake titties.
Yeah.
Which are great, by the way. I've felt them. They feel good. Great.
That's almost sweet.
Mm.
It wasn't.
I think that's romantic.
It was horrible.
She lights some candles.
Did you solemnly masturbate to the footage?
Poor Dane. Oh, he's such a beautiful boy. Look, he's stressing out.
Nah, he tugged one out for sure. Anyway.
Yes, you did. Those old school titties.
Well, of course I did.
No. We're not going to bully you into a cum. It's okay.
That was, it was the weirdest fucking thing in the entire world.
Did they look good?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's good. Yeah,
of course they are.
Nice. Boys.
Men.
Well, He's not going to like this part. Anyway,
impressed she's still listening, to be honest.
Oh, someone's going to tell her. I'm in trouble. All right, let's Nina.
I don't think any of my stories are any good anymore.
No, you were telling me you had a really...
All right, I mean, this is not like a fun sex-related one, though.
No, that's okay.
All right, this is...
Is it a sad sex-related one?
Oh, yeah. Yes. It's not even that... All right, so when I used to take heaps of drugs...
used to?
Mitch Hedberg joke? I used to, but I still do too. R.I.P. God bless you.
You're so young. How old are you, Nina?
18. No. I'm 25.
Oh.
That's not that young, is it?
Yeah, I mean, well, compared to this old fucking panel.
Anyway, yeah. I beat you. Thank you. How old are you? 26. Okay. Oh, sorry, I don't know. I'm like, anyway, yeah, I used to take a lot of drugs and I love to do mushrooms because I feel like they cured my depression every time I took them.
Sounds like a healthy relationship.
And one time I went to this music festival and I took heaps of mushrooms and I met my soulmate.
But, it was a tree.
Yeah, and I got splinters in my puss. No.
Oh, boy.
He had that good wood.
Still got a baby.
Yep. Anyway, I took his mushrooms and I met my soulmate and I decided that we were soulmates because we both liked the same episode of Black Mirror.
Oh, my God.
Fuck, you are 25. Is...
Yeah. The Black white Mirror. Bear.
I like the one where what if Facebook was real life? I like the one where Facebook was real life.
It really makes you think.
What about if computers...
The internet.
What about? I'm like, I'll meet you.
Yeah, soulmates forever.
Black Mirror is, I can't watch it anymore because
it's a shittest show.
It's so depressing. Every episode ends where I'm like, I want to die with them because they all die. It's horrible.
It's just written by some smug cunt who's just jerking off to his own chest. It's so wanky. I hate it. There you go. It's the only TV show that...
Anyway, sorry. You met your soulmate.
I guess the existential crisis really brought us together. I met my soulmate and then we only talked or whatever. Like, we didn't fuck or anything. But I left because I was actually there with someone else who was a girl. Anyway. Don't worry, she's in a much better relationship than she could have ever been with me. So good for her. That's right. I'm bi. Deal with it.
Whoa.
Yes.
What? Anyway, so he told me, when I woke up, I remembered that I met my soulmate. I remember his favourite episode of Black Mirror was White Bear, and I remembered, like, his full address, where he lived.
And yes!
I was living in the Nina! Country at the time in Bathurst, and I moved into the city to be with him. Like, I moved 4 hours back into Sydney.
And he had no idea.
To Bondi. He had no idea. And this is the thing. So I moved into his same street. And then I knocked on his door on the day I moved in and his dad answered because he was 19 years old.
You're a psychopath. I love you.
And I was 23.
And what did you say to the dad?
I was like, oh, hello, I met your son at a music festival. Just wondering if he's around. And the dad was like, what's his name? And I was like, I don't know.
Nah.
But I was like, his favourite episode of Black
White
Mirror.
White Bear, yes, come on in. Hey, you're my daughter now.
He looked like Rachel Maddow. I just think it's a very important, like, I just went from one lesbian to like a guy that looked like a lesbian.
But hated Trump.
No, he actually thought that he wanted Trump to win for lols. And then Trump won and he was like, oh, fuck.
But anyway, fuck my life.
Anyway, so his dad's like, I've had two sons that were at the same festival. I need more info. So I like Google a picture of Rachel Maddow. And I showed it to him.
Wow.
And he's like, I know the one.
I hope the story ends with you having sex with the dad.
What was his name?
The dad or the kid?
The kid.
I can't say. No, oh, no I can't okay. say because he's a not a public figure, but he used to be a child actor, so he's quite Googleable.
Oh.
But he was like an adult at this point.
Sounds like we're talking about a Hemsworth here. Yeah?
A Hemsworth.
Yeah, it was Liam. I know back then.
Wow, or Dado, he likes maybe. White Bear.
But yeah, and then the dad was like, "Here's his phone number."
Oh wow! This dad does not know how to safely guard his children.
I know. I was like definitely high at the time as well.
Thanks. You were busy beating depression.
Exactly. I was very happy in my life. That's why I did this.
Jesus. And yeah. Did you meet him again?
And then we met that night, and uh-oh. He didn't know who I was.
Look at the splinters in my pussy. You're meant for me.
He just had no idea, but he was like, oh, well, we'll just hang out. And then we took pingers in my unfurnished bedroom. And then we told each other we loved each other.
I love this story.
I can't believe you weren't going to tell this story.
I know.
You thought it was 50-50. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Did you hang out afterwards? Were you dating?
Yeah, we dated for 3 months.
That's beautiful.
Oh. But he turned out to be a sociopath.
Says the girl who moved in next door.
Yeah, anyway, he was an absolute psycho. Couldn't deal with that.
I mean, he gets mad when I'm looking through his bathroom window. What the fuck?
Turns out it doesn't take one to know one.
Look, it's hard to see the red flags in a relationship when you are the red flag.
Oh no!
In the sea of red.
So many reds.
Oh, what a callback to earlier. Sea of red. Anyway.
That was in reference to Britt's joke before.
Was that about the heavy period?
Yeah.
Dolmio mouth.
Yeah.
Red wings.
Yeah. Oh, when your blood runs red, take the dirt road.
That's what my dad told me when I was 7. I haven't looked back.
The vampire's kiss.
The Dolmio grin.
Yeah, we already said
so
that.
So these guys are oscillating between colloquialisms for cunnilingus while someone's menstruating and anal sex.
Oh my God. Fuck, Nina, that was great. What? So he ended up being a crazy boy, like he was psycho.
Yeah, he like cheated on me with all. He worked at the Coogee Bay Hotel, which I don't know. In Sydney, the Coogee Bay Hotel's famous because they gave someone a chocolate sundae that had poo in it.
Yes,
yeah. And it's like an iconic. Like it was on the front page of all the papers.
I remember that.
Yeah, and so that's where he worked, and he just fucked everyone there.
Oh no!
And then I found out later.
You were like, but the pingers.
Yeah.
We went on pingers together.
You know, that surprises me because from everything I've heard so far, this guy sounded like a perfect match for you.
Also, how did he get away with it logistically? You lived next door to him.
Well,
did you tell his dad you dob on him?
No. But he did. He brung girls past my house like all the time. And then I'd be like, oh, did you bring a girl past my house? And he'd be like, no, you're probably just high. And then I'd be like, yeah, probably wasn't. But that's okay. I cheated on him too with two girls from my uni. So, but it's really shit when you cheat on people because then you don't have the moral high ground when you break up.
Yeah, I've always thought that's the worst thing about cheating. Yeah.
Like, just think about the moral high ground. Yeah, yeah.
It's so hard to gaslight a junkie and like someone who's high all the time. Like,
it's actually very easy. They were high.
Interesting is this story where we just breezed over shit in a sundae?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Minor details.
Somebody shat in ice cream.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
And then they served it to a patron.
And they gave it to someone.
Did they know them? I don't know the story about.
I don't know. It's a mystery shit. Yeah. But to be fair, everyone in Coogee Bay Hotel is on cocaine all the time.
Yeah, right.
So, like, they're probably doing sweet coke shits. But I just couldn't make it to the toilet one day. Like, fuck.
Coke shit.
All right, I'm getting flashbacks from the Bella Green episode. I've had enough shit on this podcast.
Yeah, that was it. Nina, so you sleep with girls?
Yes.
What's better?
I don't know, both equally shit.
Oh, yeah.
I like masturbating a lot.
Okay.
Yes, my brother.
Oh, I got to wash this hand now, Ben. Are you a righty?
That's all
oh,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's all right. I did it twice this morning. I really needed it, something to get me out of bed.
It's good.
Like I just...
I feel like cums can cure everything. Like I have headaches, I do a cum.
Yeah.
I'm bored, I do a cum.
I'm hungry, I do a cum. And then I'm more hungry.
For more cum.
That's great. A Benny boy.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Frank Walker from National Tiles.
Welcome to Frank Walker National Tiles.
The wine and the Zannies has taken over. I will now de-mic Kelly and we will continue the podcast.
No. I just was thinking as Ben was talking, I was just thinking, you know, I went away to somewhere else.
Yeah, and exactly. That's what we were saying. Shh. No, shh. Everything's okay.
It made me think of when he does voices and I just sit there and watch him do voices all the time. Anyway.
Yeah, maybe it's a chat for after.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
anyway,
definitely.
I just love him so much.
Yeah, there you go.
What's your bad dirty dog story?
I don't know. I mean, the one that then sort of came to mind because we were having like funny little sexy ones is when me and my partner, because we met over in New York and I was living in Chicago and then I moved to Melbourne and then went over to Perth to visit my family and she came.
He gets it, dude.
Don't pardon the pun, please. We were having dinner with my dad. Very civilized, nice dinner. It's been ages since we've seen each other, like 5 years. And me and Mags just politely excused ourselves from the dinner table mid-dinner, went upstairs, had... great sex and then came back down.
And had dinner.
Continued our meal. That was just...
What, is your dad just chilling there for five? Like, what the...
Yeah, he was doing, you know, he just was doing his own thing.
Jeez, and, Ben, how quick are you?
Pretty quick.
One of the greats.
I'm very efficient.
What? The fastest man in Melbourne.
Yeah, I can squirt... like that.
What Dan what did the dad say?
Nothing.
Well, when you came back, you guys were all hot and flustered. Like, you had like straw in your hair? Or?
No. I'm.
You know, because I whenever.
Yeah. We went to the bar.
You know,
who were you fucking, Kelly?
It's always the thing.
No, when you're out in the river rooting.
You know, when you have a cheeky one in the bushes somewhere, it's always something in your hair, you know?
No, my dad was cool. I don't know. I think probably. But they also, I mean, he and my stepmom were chatting, so they would have just talked amongst themselves.
Mm. Just ignoring the sound of...
Yeah. Oh, where's Ben and Maggie?
I'm going to shoot.
You know, their kids, they're in love. They've been away... Let's just let our son have sex with his partner.
Really? Do you reckon they knew?
And then not mention it. Yeah, probably. They probably didn't like it. I'm not saying they enjoyed the process, but I'm just saying that they had no choice.
Wait. How involved were they?
I wouldn't have been able to come because all I would be thinking about is the people, like my parents, waiting for me to get back to the table.
I only think about myself.
Oh, okay, right. I wouldn't have been able to come. Or if I did come, I'd be worried about that. You know what I mean? It'd be gross.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were in love and we hadn't seen each other for ages. It was it was the time of passion, ladies and gentlemen. It was a mad passion. It was like we couldn't keep our hands off each other. It was like early in the relationship when we had like been apart. We'd met in New York, been a month apart, and then we just wanted to fuck all the time.
An app Black Mirror episode. No.
This is a nice story.
Yeah.
Because you're in love and you're still together.
Yeah, that's right. 6 years on.
So. Oh. Eat shit, Dane.
Yeah. Fuck you. In your face, you fuckhead.
You 4-year cunt. Yeah. No, what?
It was inappropriate, but it was still, you know, I guess it was nice in the long run. In the long run, I guess love wins.
Look, and we've got to leave it there, guys. At the end, love wins, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining the last Worst First Dates live at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Get up for our guests, come on!
Hey. Nina, Dane, ready. Hey.
All right, have a good festival, guys. Thank you very much for coming out.
We're selling merch downstairs. Come downstairs and buy some merch.
Someone help Kelly down the stairs.